This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
6:08 on this Monday morning from WSMI, WSMI FM 106. Part one of the Morning Farm Show brought to you this morning by Farm Credit Services of Illinois, by Taylor Tire and Auto on Tyler Avenue, Litchfield, and by the Taylor and Soaps Gift Shop and Tea Room of Mount Olive.
Hey, it's the Chicks from Taylor and Soaps.
In the past, you had to travel to St. Louis or Springfield to get nice things. Not anymore. Taylor and Soaps offers Pandora jewelry, Brighton accessories, and Merle Norman cosmetics in a beautiful setting. What sets Taylor and Soaps apart from the city? Park right outside our door, enjoy a small town welcome, and since our sales taxes are much less, you always get a discount. What more could you ask for? Did you say dessert? We have that too.
Taylor and Soaps Tea Room and Gifts, located in Mount Olive, the place to shop for the women in your life.
Taylor Tire and Auto in Litchfield is your headquarters for Firestone Farm Tires and Service. Taylor Tire, your authorized Firestone Tire dealer, is the place to call for all your Firestone Farm Tire needs. And when you need in-the-field service, the folks at Taylor Tire and Auto are trained, experienced, and they have the right equipment to do the job and on time. So when you need Firestone Farm Tires or in-the-field service, call the folks at Taylor Tire and Auto at the west end of Tyler Avenue, Litchfield.
Next time you're looking for a good deal on farm equipment, be sure to get a good deal on the financing, too. You can by asking for Ag Direct financing at your ag equipment dealer. Along with attractive financing rates, Ag Direct offers farm-friendly financing terms, including financing from 2 to 7 years and delayed payments for up to a year. Ag Direct also features easy applications, fast credit decisions, and is offered through Farm Credit Services of Illinois. People who understand agriculture. See for yourself. When you want to buy, lease, or refinance farm equipment, ask your dealer for Ag Direct financing. Subject to approval, restrictions may apply. Get a good deal on farm equipment financing with Ag Direct, available only at your ag equipment dealer. Check our competitive interest rates at agdirect.com. Ask your dealer for simple, fast, and flexible financing. Ask for Ag Direct.
10 minutes after 6 on this Monday morning. First of all, in electronic trading on the Chicago Board of Trade, May wheat now trading at 698.5, up 1.75. July wheat trading at 706.25, up 2. September wheat trading at 714.75, up 2.25. May corn now trading at 695.75, up 8. July corn trading at 639.75. Up 3.5. September corn trading at 557.25, up 2.75. May soybeans now trading at 1490.25, up 2. July beans trading at 1402, up 3. August beans trading at 1330.5, up 0.5. On the Chicago Board of Trade Friday, May wheat closed at 696.75, down 19.5. July wheat ended the week at 704.25, down 19.25. September wheat, 712.5, down 19. May corn on Friday ended at 687.75, down 6.75. July corn ended at 636.25, down 12.5. September corn ended at 554.5, down 11.5. May soybeans on Friday ended the week at 1488.25, down 3. July beans ended at 1399, down 9.75. August beans ended the week at 1330, down a dime. May soybean meal on Friday ended the week at 444.30, up 42. July meal 406.80, down 64. August meal 383.80, down 39. May soybean oil on Friday ended the week at 49.17, up a dime. July oil 49.23, up a penny. August oil $49, up 3. May oats on Friday ended the week at 409, down 4. July oats 378.5, down 4. Right now we'll take you to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for a recap of the cash grain markets.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Friday's Grain Market Report. The Illinois country grain prices did end lower on Friday afternoon. Corn, soybeans, and wheat all had a bearish reaction to the USDA supply-demand forecast. Carryout figures for old crop corn was estimated at 759 million bushels and old crop soybeans at 125 million bushels. New crop forecasts for corn were over 2 billion bushels and new crop soybean carryout estimated at 265 million bushels. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 13 to 16 cents lower at 659 to 675. Soybeans dropped 14 to 18 cents at 1455 to 1471. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 14 to 16 cents weaker at 660 to 671. And soybeans dropped 8 to 11 cents at 1480 to 1496. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids dropped 13 cents at 655 to 676. Soybean bids mostly 5 to 10 cents lower at 1470 to 1497. And wheat prices down 18 to 23 cents at 681 to 707. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were steady to 10 cents lower at 1519 to 1534. Basis ended steady to 10 cents stronger, range from 120 up to 135 over July. High Pro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis, $9.30 to $18.30 lower per ton today, to range from 445.80 to 451.80. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids down 8 to 12 cents at 681 to 691, with basis steady to 5 cents stronger at 45 to 55 over July. Illinois river barge loading elevators quoted producer corn bids 5 to 10 cents lower at 681 to 692, with basis up 3 to 8 cents at 45 to 56 over July. Soybeans down 7 to 9 cents, ranging from 1501 to 1506, with basis 1 to 3 cents higher, ranging from 102 to 107 over July. New crop wheat bids for July 13 delivery down 19 cents, 694 to 698, with basis steady at 10 under to 6 under July. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators place their producer corn bids 12 cents lower at 671 to 672. These same elevators dropped their soybean prices by 9 cents with quotations at 1514 to 1515. Soft red winter wheat down 19 cents at 724 to 725. And the Milo 13 cents lower at 646 to 647. Contract bids to producers for fall delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Country elevator bids to producers in those regions for new crop corn at 495 to 509. New crop soybean bids range from 1166 to 1176. In central Illinois, new crop corn bids range from 496 to 512. New crop soybeans 1172 to 1188. And in the southern part of the state, new crop corn bids range from $5 up to $5.15. New crop soybean bids $11.72 to $11.91. And the new crop wheat bids for July 13 delivery in southern Illinois, those bids range from $6.71 up to $7.01. That concludes our country grain report for Friday. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Livestock futures on the Chicago Board of Trade from Friday. May hogs ended the week at $92, unchanged. June hogs, $90.50, down 7. July hogs, $90.90, down 32. June cattle on Friday ended the week at $120.45, down a dime. August cattle, $120.77, up a quarter. October cattle, $123.92, up 17. May feeder cattle on Friday ended the week at $135.37, down 37. August feeders, $146.62, up 65. September feeders, $148.82, up 97. Back we go to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for a recap of the cash livestock markets.
This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture bringing you the afternoon livestock report. Starting with the Eastern Corn Belt Hog Report, barrels and gilts on a carcass basis traded 84 cents higher. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded in the range of 85 to 93.01, with a weighted average carcass price of 89.53. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows traded steady with moderate demand and offerings, and U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds are bringing 42 to 45. 4 to 5 weights 43 to 48, and 5 to 550 weights 49 to 50, with the 5 to 550 weights and up bringing 50 to 51. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts of country buying points traded $1 to $2 higher, with moderate demand and offerings ranging in price from 60 to 63. Receipts for Illinois hogs so far today total 9,053 head. At the Walnut Livestock Report for May 9th, they had receipts of 175 head compared to 2 weeks ago. Slaughter steers and heifers traded $3 higher. Slaughter cows traded steady. Slaughter bulls lightly tested. The trade was active and demand good on a light supply. Starting with the choice slaughter steers, they're bringing 128.75 to 130.25. Choice slaughter heifers were bringing 127 up to 129.75. On to the slaughter cows, they had some premiums. They're bringing $95. Breakers 79.50 to 80.50. Boners 72 to 77, and the lean 60 to 69.50. In the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis were bringing 125 to 126.50, and on a dress basis, 200 to 202. Heifers on a live basis were trading at 124 up to 129, and on a dress basis, 198 to 202. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 327 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $89.87, and that's 70 cents higher. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading mixed. Choice carcasses were $204.98. which was 51 cents lower, and select carcasses were 191.20, and that was 17 cents higher. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 116,000, which compared to 118,000 last week and 127,000 for a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 402,000, which compared to 402,000 last week and 409,000 a year ago. Now from Rio's weekly hay auction at Congerville for May 8th, they had receipts of 943 bales. Alfalfa premium quality small squares were $6.75. Good quality small squares range from $5.75 to $6.75. And the alfalfa orchard grass premium quality small squares traded from $6.75 to $7.75. Good quality small squares were $6.75. Alfalfa mixed grass, good quality small squares, $5.50 to $5.75. And the large rounds, 5x6s, $52.50 to $60. Clover, good quality small squares, were $5. Orchard grass, good quality small squares, traded from $7.75 to $7.85. And mixed grass, good quality small squares, sold at $6. That concludes our livestock report. This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Spot dairy prices on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange from Friday: for butter, 161 down 3/4; for block cheese, 184.5 down 1.25; for barrel cheese, 172.25 unchanged. And the spot price for Class 3 milk ending Friday: $18.55. Here are the bids from Hawk Inc. Incorporated of Greenfield and Scottville. Corn delivered to Greenfield for May, $6.74. For June, $6.73. Corn delivered to Scottville for May, $6.66. And for June, $6.65. Beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville for May, $14.91. And for June, $14.33. And wheat delivered to Scottville, $6.98. For more information or to confirm the bids, call Hog Inc.'s Greenfield office at 217-368-2888. Pre-opening prices once again: corn to Greenfield, $6.74, corn to Scottville, $6.66, beans to Scottville or Greenfield, $14.91, and wheat at Scottville, $6.89. And that's all for part one of the Morning Farm Show. Right now, color radar shows no precipitation in the mid-Illinois listening area. This check of color radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company.
You only get one chance to leave your mark on the land you love. Your farm is your life. The choices you make, the seed you plant, will all affect the legacy you pass down to future generations. So choose a brand with a legacy all their own, FS High Soy. The first proprietary soybean brand, High Soy, has been a part of the land for nearly 50 years. So no one knows the territory better. So grow proud and pass it on. Talk to your local crop specialist at M&M Service Company, powered by Green Plan Solutions. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
Sunny skies today, high temperatures in the mid to the upper 60s and light southwest winds. Tonight, partly cloudy, low temperatures in the mid 50s. For tomorrow, Tuesday, sunny and warmer, high temperatures in the mid 80s. Your extended forecast for Wednesday through Friday, cloudy skies, a chance of a shower or a thunderstorm. Low temperatures in the low 60s, high temperatures in the mid to the upper 70s. Right now at the Weather Center, the winds are calm, the barometric pressure is rising. Mostly clear skies on this Monday morning, right now 36 degrees. Time now for part two of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by Bishop Motors of Staunton and Litchfield and by Quality Engine and Machine Shop of Litchfield. On the Saturday Farm Show, Rita Frazier of the Illinois Farm Bureau Radio Network talked to members of the Effingham County Fair Board. She talked to Dean Weatherall, and he described his duties on the board.
I'm the race superintendent, which my duties are to set up the racing program and then run it during the fair week, put on the races.
We talked to Phil, your president, Phil Harkey, and he was telling us about the success of your county fair. It's pretty great to see that you guys remain such a huge part of this county.
Yes, that's our county fair is really one where the people come out, you know, and attend the events, and especially at the horse races in the afternoon, a lot of people that come to our fair are amazed at the number of people that we have in the stands to watch the horse races. And they say, well, we go to other places and, you know, there's hardly anybody there, but our stands are usually full.
So for the year ahead, in August, how many days of racing did you guys have?
We have 6 days of racing. The first 5 days of our fair, from August 4th to the 8th, we race harness racing. And then on Friday, we bring in the thoroughbreds and quarter horses, and we run them for 1 day.
So the horse industry also has recognized this area as huge, and the Illinois High School Rodeo Association also works with your fairgrounds.
Yes, they do. You know, we have a weekend in June, I believe it's in June, where the rodeo comes in and has the Illinois High School Rodeo Association, and so it's the fair gets used quite often for different ag events.
Now, when did you become a horse fan? Did you grow up with horses? Have you always been into horses?
I always liked horses, and back, I don't know, in the 80s, I said to my son one day, I always like to have a horse, wouldn't you? And we started out with a pony, and it kind of went on from there, and then one day he got a fever of driving a racehorse, and so he got involved in it. And then when I retired, he got me involved in the racing more, even though I enjoyed watching. You know, I always loved to watch harness racing. And so then I had been owner with him on horses, and we raced. And then, like you said, you know, in agriculture, the horse market's kind of dwindled a little bit. And so we kind of cut back in 2011 and got rid of the horses and went to some other things.
So what about the harness racing industry here in the state? As you mentioned, the challenges. How do you see things like here in 2013? Will there still be a lot of county fairs that offer harness racing?
I believe there are a number. I don't remember the exact one. We may be down one or two in numbers, but I think there's around 40 still fairs in Illinois that race harness racing during the summer. So there's still some chances, but the number of horses has really dwindled. You know, in the last few years, we've went from, you know, 1,000 brood mares or more in Illinois down to 400 or 500. And so, and if every one of them has a foal, that means that there's only like 400 foals for the entire state, and usually 50% of them make it to the races. So with all the number of fairs around, that's not a very big number to choose from for horses.
That was Rita Frazier of the Illinois Farm Bureau Radio Network talking to Dean Weatherall of the Effingham County Fair Board. Here's an update of the area livestock markets from last week. First of all, we'll join Jerry Milberg of the Department of Agriculture for a report from the Greenville Livestock Auction.
Receipts for the auction on Wednesday totaled 658 head, and compared to last week, the slaughter steers and heifers traded at $1 to $2 higher. Slaughter Holstein steers were steady to 50 cents higher. Slaughter cows and bulls were steady, and the feeder cattle mostly $4 to $6 lower. Choice slaughter steers sold at 125 up to 131. Select and choice slaughter steers at 120 to 124.50. Select slaughter steers sold at 95 up to 108. Choice slaughter Holstein steers sold at 114 to 118.50. Low dressing at 105 to 107. Select and choice slaughter Holstein steers sold at 103.50 up to 113. The choice slaughter heifers choice 2s and 3s sold at 125 up to 128, with the choice 3 and 4 slaughter heifers at 122.50 up to 124, and the select and choice slaughter heifers, they sold at 120 to 124.50. In the slaughter cows, boning type average dressing cows sold at 80 to 83.50, with low dressing boning cows at 74 to 79. Lean cows average dressing sold at 72 to 79, high dressing at 80 to 83.50, with low dressing lean cows at $60 to $70. Yield grade 1 slaughter bulls under 1,500 pounds sold average dressing sold at 92.50 to 97. High dressing at 105.50 and low dressing yield grade 1 bulls at 85 to 86.50. Yield grade 1 slaughter bulls over 1,500 pounds average dressing sold at 96 to 99.50. High dressing at 103 to 103.50 with low dressing bulls at 86.50. Feeder steers, medium and large ones, 4 weight sold at 141 up to 164. 5 weight feeder steers at 134 to 146. 6 weights at 129 to 133. And the 7 weight feeder steers at 120 up to 140. Holstein steers, feeder Holstein steers, large 3s, 5 weight sold at 90 to 101. 6 weight Holstein steers, feeder steers at $88 to $98. Feeder heifers, medium and large ones, 4 weight sold at 133 to 151, 5 weight feeder heifers at 124 to 132, with the 8 weight feeder heifers selling at 112 up to 120. And the feeder bulls, medium and large ones, 4 weight sold at 140 up to 154, with the 5 weight feeder bulls in a range of 134 up to 150. And they did have some bred cows. They had 12 head of middle-aged, large-framed in the second and third stage. Those bred cows sold in a range of $1,175 to $1,380.
Now we join Jerry Milberg for an update from the United Producers Market in Shelbyville on Tuesday.
Receipts for the auction this week totaled 478 head, and compared to last week, slaughter steers and heifers traded $1.50 to $2 higher. The slaughter Holstein steers were up $2, slaughter cows $1 higher, and slaughter bulls were steady, feeder cattle unevenly steady. Choice slaughter steers sold at 125 up to 130. Select and choice slaughter steers sold at 115 up to 124. The choice slaughter Holstein steers, they sold at 114 to 120, with select and choice slaughter Holstein steers at 111 up to 113. Choice slaughter heifers sold at 125 to 129, with the select and choice heifers selling at 121 to 124. In the slaughter cows, premium type average dressing cows sold at 95.50 up to 102. Breaking type cows average dressing sold at 93.50 to 94. Boning cows average dressing sold at 81.50 to 87. High dressing boning cows at 88 to 91.50, with the low dressing boning cows at $72 to $80. Lean cows average dressing sold at $72.50 to $80, with the high dressing lean cows at $81 to $87, and low dressing lean cows selling at $60 to $70 per hundred. Yield grade 1 slaughter bulls over 1,500 pounds average dressing sold at $93 to $100, with the low dressing yield grade 1 slaughter bulls selling in a range of $82 to $89. Feeder steers, medium large ones, 5 weight sold at 130 to 140, with some 6 weight feeder steers selling at 116 up to 126. Feeder heifers, medium and large ones, 4 weight sold at 141 to 157, 5 weight heifers at 120 to 127, and some 8 weight heifer feeder heifers selling at $100.50 up to 114. That concludes our recap of the United Producers Auction in Shelbyville. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And right now we'll update the regional hog markets. We join University of Missouri livestock economist Dr. Ron Plain.
It was a good week for the hog markets. We're ending up with prices $3 to $4 higher than the week before. For hogs delivered to the plants on a carcass weight basis, prices are in the upper 80s. Live weight pricing at the terminal markets in the low 60s. Pork cutout value up about $2 this week. Got that cutout close to $90 per 100 pounds of carcass. Futures market, however, ended the week mixed. Some disappointing news, we got the March trade figures. Pork exports down 18.4%. That's becoming a problem for the hog industry. Hog slaughter for this week came in very close to a year ago. That's a bit less than what we expected based upon the March hog inventory. That's some encouraging news. And weights, live weights of bears and gilts in Iowa, southern Minnesota last week, averaged 276.8 pounds. That was down from the week before and up very slightly from the same week a year ago.
And as we close on this Monday morning, once again in electronic trading on the Chicago Board of Trade, May wheat trading at 698 and a quarter, up 1 1/2. July wheat trading at 706 and a quarter, up 2. May corn trading at 696 and a quarter, up 8 1/2. July corn trading at 639 and a quarter, up 3. May soybeans trading at 1494, up 5 3/4. July beans trading at 1401 and 3/4, up 2 3/4. We'll keep you updated throughout the day with the commodity markets on both WSMI and WSMI FM 106. Part two of the Morning Farm Show on this Monday, brought to you by Quality Engine and Machine Shop of Litchfield and by Bishop Motors of Staunton and Litchfield.